Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The former director of the Six Nations Lands and Research Office, Phil Montour, has over 40 years of research experience with Six Nations and its history associated with lands research. And it all started at the Woodland Cultural Center.
Well, we started in 1975, and what I was able to do was continually to work and collect documentation and send them back here. And then I had one room at the Woodland Cultural Center that I had hired someone to type for me, and was starting to work on translating these handwritten documents into a usable format that people could actually read, because, you know, Indian Asians' old handwritten documents are something that were a real challenge to decipher.
Mr. Montour reluctantly started working in lands research in 1975 and went on to establish the Lands and Research Office that ran until 2002. CKRZ recently interviewed Montour about those early days and how his work helped Six Nations launch a lawsuit against the federal government in 1994.
Under the specific claims policy, we were doing all of this research, lot by lot, and analyzing every tract, every issue that we were working on. I think up to 1995, we had 26 land claims filed under claims policy. And everyone that had been counter-researched by Canada had been validated. And that was the problem we were faced with. It's not that our work was bad. In fact, our work was extremely well. Great researchers were had by then. It was Canada's claims policy. It was so one-sided. You know, first of all, it was an extinguishment policy of our children's rights, which is contrary to the wording of the Haldimand Treaty that for them and their posterity to enjoy forever. We gave them notice in December 1994 that we were going to commence litigation. So later, beginning in 1995, we actually filed the papers. So come March 1995, the Minister of Indian Affairs advised us, hey, all your research funding is going to be cut off to your office. You know, teach you guys a lesson. And they did. They cut off all of our funding. And actually, they made other programs very difficult and eliminated them to us.
As the Director of Lands and Research, Montour is most proud of the people he worked with.
So we built up the Land Claims Research Office. And the biggest thing I'm proud of through all of those years, it's our own people. Because now we have that wealth of knowledge in our community. It's not some outsider that if there's not enough money, they would just pack up and leave that First Nation in a lurch. These people had absorbed this information. It's so critical because in our court case, the girls in the research office, they're just phenomenal. And this is why it's so important. This is why they're my heroes, is the people in that Land Claims Research Office. Not one of them left. None of us had, you know, we're all laid off.
You can hear the entire compelling interview with Phil Montour on Compelling Conversations immediately following the 5 p.m. news, and again during our Best of Compelling Conversations from December 26th to December 30th at 5 p.m. each day. Be sure to listen to Compelling Conversations for some of the best interviews in 2022. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.